This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Britain, between 2001 and 2015, the share of state funding of British charities that was in the form of contracts rose from 49% to 81%. In 12 American government departments, 10 increased the share of charity funding through contracts in the same period. In 2010, the European Union noted the same trend. Appeals court has blocked San Francisco Health warning about soda, saying it may violate free speech. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 824 inductees include just 65 women. Scientists at Harvard have found that well-ventilated offices can significantly improve a person's ability to perform challenging tasks like developing strategy or responding to a crisis. In 2016, only 10.7% of American workers were represented by a union, down from 20.1% in 1983, according to Labor Department data. Drug overdoses are the leading cause of death among Americans under 50 years old. Of the stock shares voted by institutions in 2017, 54% favored shareholder proposals to make disclosures about the effects of climate change on their businesses, but only 10% of shares held by individuals were cast in support of these proposals. A study based on a test of 20,000 emails to local government employees in nearly every county in the country found that where the emails had black-sounding names, they were 13% more likely to go unanswered than those with white-sounding names. The algorithms of gerrymandering in Wisconsin are fair when the overall Republican vote is 50% or more. But when the map is tested by an electorate that leans Democratic, it tilts the deck so that Democrats would have to beat Republicans by 8 to 10% to gain control of the legislature. In a state where both parties are nearly equally registered, 65% of the seats, therefore, go to Republicans. An analysis of the Trump tax plan finds that benefits are thinnest among the lowest 20% of earners. The top 1% receive an average of $207,060 tax cut, while the bottom 20% will receive $50 on average. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.